it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The news continues at 5:22. When you're in significant pain, it's pretty much all you can think about. It devours our thoughts and takes over our lives. KMOXO Scott Jagow explores the surprising and often misunderstood role of pain in today's three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
When you're in significant pain of any kind, it's pretty much all you can think about. Pain devours our thoughts. A couple weeks ago, I had multiple surgeries on my shoulder. So guess what I've been thinking about all day, every day. But since this is an essay of positivity, I've been reflecting on the good things about pain.
Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain.
I don't know if Bob is completely right that behind every beautiful thing there's some kind of pain, but the world is certainly filled with art and music and creative endeavors of all types inspired by some kind of pain. But what is pain? Simply put, it's physical suffering caused by illness or injury. But it's way more complicated than that. Pain is biopsychosocial. That means it has physical, emotional, and environmental components. Get this story. The British Medical Journal says a 29-year-old construction worker accidentally jumped onto a long nail. It pierced straight through his steel-toed boot. He was in such agonizing pain, the slightest movement was unbearable. But when doctors took off his boot, they realized the nail had never, ever touched his skin. What? Please explain.
For hundreds of years, scientists thought that pain was a direct response to damage. By that logic, the more severe an injury is, the more pain it should cause. But as we've learned more about the science of pain, we've discovered that pain and tissue damage don't always go hand in hand.
Hence, the construction worker, or the many documented cases of men experiencing pain while their partners are giving birth. It may sound counterintuitive, but pain helps us live longer. Doctors have called it the fifth vital sign. Our nerve endings tell the brain, hey, we got a problem over here, let's attend to that. There are people who can't feel pain, which sounds great, but in fact, they get injured more often and they live shorter lives. John Blocker's daughter is one of the rare humans who doesn't feel any pain. He explained to 60 Minutes.
Pain's there for a reason. You know, it's there as an alarm system. And, you know, your body tells you something's wrong. It tells you when to stop. It tells you so many things. And people really don't realize the importance of pain.
It's important physically, but also emotionally. Psychological pain, something caused by a breakup, a rejection, a death, activates the very same neural pathways in the brain that a shoulder surgery does. Think of the last time you suffered heartbreak or a loss and how it felt physically. Also, what you learned from it and how you grew. Neuroscientist Matthew Lieberman calls emotional pain a human superpower.
It's hard to imagine how that's a superpower, but it turns out that it's absolutely essential to our survival and success as a species. Because when we feel it, it motivates us to connect or reconnect with others, and it's sort of a motivational glue that makes us want to live, work, and play with those around us instead of keeping to ourselves. And that allows us to build all the great things, the building that we're in, the technology that allows this to be filmed right now. These are things that are magical because of our ability and tendency to come together. And social pain is at the root, actually, of quite a bit of that.
We often think of pain as an obstacle instead of a motivator. And right now, in my condition, it's hard to think of it any other way. But pain is actually more of a conduit. Social psychologist Brock Bastian says pain is essential for happiness.
If you ask people what are the happiest moments of their lives, they'll tell you these three things. Giving birth to their firstborn, graduating from an important course, and finding the love of their lives. But if we break these experiences down to find out what makes them truly powerful sources of happiness, we will find pain and failure and loss. Giving birth occurs in the context of great pain. Graduating is only so grand because you could have failed miserably. And finding the love of your life, well, that exposes you to the possibility of great loss. I think we need to build a new view of pain, one which starts to appreciate its value in our lives. Because the fact is, without pain, we could never experience any happiness at all.
That's something to think about. Some famous words about pain: don't let it define you, let it refine you. Pain nourishes courage. Every pain leaves a lesson behind. I don't know what my lesson will be just yet, but man, I can't wait till the day this is over and I get to find out. That's three good things.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.